Amen. Well, it's good to be back in the Lord's house again tonight. I thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to be back in this house. I didn't think I was going to make it this evening. I was trying to get home a little bit early, so get ready for church. And came up the mountain, they called me from the shop, needed me to go back out on another call. And I told them, I said, we just have to put it off to a later date because I got to go home and service for our pastor tonight. Got an understanding supervisor, so he was cool about it. But get to leave at 4:30 in the morning, but that's all right. We'll survive it. God's been good to us anyway, man. I thank him for what he's done for me. I stand up here tonight with nothing but praise and honor and glory for our Lord and Savior, because he has been so good to us. We got a lot to thank him for tonight. And that's what I want to preach on for just a little while tonight, the blessings of God. Because I think, for you know, a lot of times we take the blessings of God for granted. Amen. I prayed and asked God to show me what to preach on tonight, and this is the thought he gave me. The blessings of God. And like I said, God has been good to us. We got so much to thank him for tonight. You know, with no more people than what are here tonight, if we was to each take turns of praising God tonight, we'd be here till wee hours of the morning, just thanking God for what he's done for us. Amen. Because like I said, he has been so good to us. And he's blessed me beyond anything I can say tonight. And I just want to stand up here and give him the honor and the glory for it. Because I know where all blessings come from. They come from our Heavenly Father. But we do have a lot we need to pray about tonight. Like Brother Tim's already mentioned. Pray for our pastor. Thank God for him. Lift him up before the Lord tonight. Ask God to use him. Pray for each other. Pray for those that are sick. Pray for me tonight. That God would use me for his honor, for his glory. That's the desire of my heart. You know, sometimes we let the things around us and the devil get us down. And we ought not do that. But we're just human. Amen. And we do let the devil get us down. And but I just want to say I thank God tonight. And I just want to never be caught not being thankful to him. Because I know what can happen. I've seen what can happen. And I just want to say I thank him tonight for what he's done for me. Amen. If you want to open your Bibles tonight to Psalms chapter 100, very familiar scripture tonight for just a little while. Talk about a few things and hopefully something that I will say tonight will remind us of just how good God has been to us. Amen. Because I think you all have to agree with us. He has blessed us. Amen. He has been good to us. Psalms chapter 100, verse number 1. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Back in Psalms chapter 68, verse 19, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you once again tonight, Lord, we thank you, God, for this privilege, Lord, this opportunity, God, to be back in your house, Father. We thank you for this day, God, for watching over us and taking care of us, Lord, and keeping us safe, God. We ask you now, Lord, just be with us in the service tonight, God. I pray for our pastor, God, that you touch him, use him tonight for your honor, for your glory, God. I pray you just give him liberty, God, tonight to preach your word, Father. Give him souls for his labor, God. Father, we pray for the one group tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that you just touch them, bless them tonight, God. Watch over them, God, and just give them a good service over there, God. Father, we just ask you, Lord, tonight, God, if there's anything that stands between us tonight, God, I ask you to forgive me of it, Lord. Forgive me for where I failed you, Father. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Like I've already said, I want to talk for just a few minutes tonight about the blessings of God, just how good he has been to us. The Bible says in Psalms 100, verse number 1, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's something that every Christian ought to do, amen. His family will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But you know what? I thought about this a whole lot today. I'm afraid a lot of times that we're ashamed of him, amen. I'm afraid a lot of times that we're ashamed to give him the praise and give him the honor and give him the glory that he deserves for what he's done for us, you know, especially, you know, and I'm not just talking particularly about being in church tonight. I'm talking about being out on our jobs, being out here outside these church walls. How much do you praise him outside these church walls? How much do you give him honor and glory for what he's done for you outside these church walls? And, you know, I catch myself every once in a while, and I, you know, saying stuff and praising him for what he's done for me in front of people. And I'm not trying to brag on myself tonight because I'm the least among the least. I need to do more of it. But I'm trying to get to a point in my life, and we all want to do this, where we will praise him more out in public and praise him more in front of people that we work with. No matter who it is, no matter what circumstance comes up, we should as Christians be able to stand up, ask God, and praise him for what he's done for us. Most of all, when I praise him for salvation, amen. Thank God that he saved me, amen. Thank God that when I was a little boy, 10 years old, God reached down from heaven and saved me. And tonight, I've got the promise of eternal life, and I thank him for that. That's enough right there for me to praise him if he never done anything else for me. As long as he lets me live here on this earth, brother, that's enough to praise him all of my days. But the Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. Verse number 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. You know, I got to thinking about this. God, you know, they talk about the Big Bang Theory. They talk about what they want to. Scientists have tried to prove for years and years how this earth was created. I can tell them in just a heartbeat how it was created, but they won't believe me. God created this world. God created the heavens. God created this earth that we're living in. God created the sands on the seashores. God created you and me. God reached down from heaven and formed man out of the dust of the earth, amen. And made us in his own image. And then he made the plan of salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. Tonight, folks, we ought to be able to stand and tell anybody about Jesus. We ought to stand. It don't make any difference where we're at tonight. Like I've already said, out on a job or wherever we're at. We should, as God's children, be able to stand and praise his holy name just for salvation, amen. But you look what God does for us. Even after he saved, you know, after he saved us. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse number 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Daily he loads us with benefits. You know, I thought a whole lot about the benefits of God, about how good he's been to us. And I wish that everybody in here tonight could go and see some things that I've saw around this countryside. God has been good to me. God has let me be able to travel and go different places in this world. This whole world that we're living in, God has been good to me. And I've been able to see things that a lot of people have never been able to see. But you can travel 2 hours from here. And folks, don't believe this when I tell them. I had a person call me just the other night. I won't mention any names. But I had a fellow call me the other night. He said he saw a program on TV about people up in Kentucky. He said, brother, he said, is it really that bad? I said, yeah, it is. I said, you try to tell people about how bad it is, and what I'm getting at is the benefits of God. You try to tell people about how bad it is just 2 hours away from here, and people don't believe you. They look at you like you're stupid. I can take and show you people that are starving to death 2 hours from here, don't know where the next meal's coming from. We ought to praise his holy name tonight for all his benefits. There's not a one of us in here tonight that don't know what it means to be hungry. You know, we say every once in a while, I'm starved to death. Well, go get something to eat because it's right there for you. All you have to do is go get it. We don't know what it's like to go hungry. But I can take and show you. And that's the benefits of God. That's how he's blessed us. But I'm afraid, folks, one of these days, we're facing a lot of crises right now in this day and time that we're living in. We're facing things that we've never faced before. And I'm afraid there's going to be a lot more of them before the Lord comes back that we're going to have to endure. Folks, that's one reason I'm going to say tonight that we need to get on our knees tonight. We need to stand up on and shout and praise his holy name for being so good to us. We're taking advantage of his benefits, amen. Because just as easy as God has been so good to us, it could all turn around just like that right there. And folks, you better listen to me tonight. God's been good to us. Amen. God has blessed us around here. It's right here in Spruce Pine. God has blessed us to death. What if God had allowed you to be born somewhere else besides right around here? Some other third world country where you'd never heard about salvation. You think that ain't enough to thank God for? You think that ain't benefits of God that he allowed you to be born right here? What if you'd been born and raised up And I'm not trying to be mean or critical about these people, but what if you've been, God has allowed you to be born and raised up into a family. And I know a lot of us, I'm not saying that we're rich or nothing like that around here. I know a lot of us have a hard time. We live from paycheck to paycheck. But we don't go hungry. We don't go without food. We don't go without clothes. Amen. Benefits of God. We ought to make a joyful noise unto Him tonight for what He's done for us. Amen. We ought to praise His holy name tonight and not be ashamed of it. But I'm afraid a lot of times that's why we do not praise Him. Like I've already said, because we're ashamed to. We're afraid of what somebody might think about us. We're afraid of what somebody might say about us. Well, let them say or let them think what they want to. Praise His name anyway. Praise Him for eternal life tonight. And I'm just going to mention a few things tonight that we ought to be able to praise Him for. I praise Him for eternal life tonight. Amen. Thank God that one of these days He's going to take us home to be with Jesus. We're going to go home to glory. Amen. And live there forever and ever. That comes through salvation. Amen. That's enough to praise Him about tonight. Thank Him for the life we have here on this earth. You know, the fellowship that we can have one with another. You know, I thought so much about this week as I studied on this, and I thought about this. Life on this earth is short. Life on this earth is precious. We don't know what the next day holds for us. James chapter 4 verse 14 says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanishes away." Our life is like a vapor, the Bible says. It appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Folks, there's been some couple things that's happened in my life over the last little bit that made me realize just how precious life really is and how precious our families really ought to be to each other. You know, I thought about Dad a whole lot. I think about him every day. I miss him like crazy. But God saw it fit to take him on home, and that's okay. I mean, I miss him. I would bring him back to this old earth if I could. But I thank God that I had him here. I had a daddy like I had, amen. Thank God that he raised me up in a Christian home. But I thought so much today about how short our time was here on this earth together. How short our time was, my time was with my own natural dad here on this earth. And we know I never dreamed about Dad passing away as fast as he did. And I thank God that we did have time here on this earth. And, you know, went through a little scare with Regina. Well, a big scare with Regina back, you know, a couple, two or three weeks ago. And I won't go into no details about it, but it really scared us. And I thought about, you know, we've been married, we just celebrated, and I thank God for this. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. And this day and time, I don't care what nobody says, that is something to be proud of. And I thank God for that. It's God who has made it. It's God that has done it through us, and I thank Him for that. And that's something I'm proud of. I'm proud up here, proud to be able to stand up here tonight and say that we've been married for 25 years. I thank God for that, amen. But He got to a point just a couple of weeks ago that I got to thinking how short mine and her time had been together. Because she basically just told me that she was going to die and she was going to leave. She knew that she had cancer and she was going to die. And she told me some things that I needed to do after she was gone. I mean, she was not joking. She was serious. And, I mean, for about 2 weeks before she found out, went to the doctor and found out different, because one doctor led her to believe that she did have, and then we found out that she didn't. But it scared her. This girl was scared absolutely to death. And I realized how precious our time had been together, and how precious and how thankful I should be for the life that God has gave us. And I stand up here tonight with nothing but praise and honor and glory to God for what He's done for us and through Regina, and for touching her, and she didn't have cancer like she thought she did. I thank God for that tonight. But I thought so much about our life here on this earth. Like I said a while ago, praise Him for the life that we have here on earth. Praise Him for the family that we got. Praise Him for the relationship we got. Praise Him for the precious little angel that He gave us. Amen. I got so much tonight, folks, to stand up here and praise His holy name for. And I just want to thank you tonight for being so good to me. Amen. Thank you for our church family. I thank you tonight for this church that we got here. Folks, this church is a rare place around here. You say, what are you talking about? They've got many churches around this countryside that's left like Bethel Baptist Church. Amen. And that's something we ought to stand up and praise God for. Amen. Thank God every day that we live for this church. Amen. Thank God every day that we live for our pastor, that we got a man of God that's not ashamed to stand up here in the pulpit and tell us the truth. We ought to thank God for our pastor and lift him up. Amen. Thank God tonight for mercy and grace. Amen. Thank you for being so good to me. And like I've already said, thank Him for food to eat. Because folks, like I said a while ago, I've been in places and can take you to places where folks is starving to death. I had a man thank me one time, and this was in the dead of winter. I had a man to thank me one time for a pair of socks I gave him. And that really touched my heart. Thank me, and was so serious. He said, "Brother," he said, "if you got a," was giving away socks. He said, "Brother," he said, "if you got a pair of socks," he said, "my feet's cold." And this man was so thankful for a pair of socks. Have you ever thought about thanking God for your socks and your shoes? Like I said a while ago, benefits from God. And just as easy as God gave those things to us, you say, "Well, that stuff ain't important. Go without them for a while, bless God. Take them off and go without them for a while." Then you'll see how important things like that are. But just as quick as God gave us that stuff, it could be gone just like that. You say, "Well, I've got a good job." You better thank God for it. Jobs around here is getting to be scarce. And that's what scares me. You look to jobs right here in the life. Go back a year and look at the jobs right here in Mitchell County that's gone. You say, "Well, you're crazy." Well, think about it. You think of all the mills and stuff that shut down right here in Mitchell County in the last year's time. Folks, we better wake up and realize that God's still in control. Man don't have nothing to do with it. It's God. And God's the one who allows us to have health and strength to go to work. God's the one that gave us a job. God's the one that gives us food. God's the one that gives us everything. And we take advantage of it every day we live. You say, "Well, I don't." Well, praise Him for it. Thank Him for what He's done for us. Thank God for America. I thank God tonight that He allowed me to be born in a place like America. Like I've already said, you know, we could have been born in a third world country. We would never heard about God. But I thank Him tonight that He let me be born right here in America. America's not perfect. I'm not trying to say that, but it's better than a lot of places. Better than a lot of places I've been to. So folks, tonight, I know this has been short. That's what God laid on my heart. Folks, tonight we need to quit taking advantages of God's blessings. Just think about a few things I said tonight. How short and how precious and how sweet life is here on this earth. How good God's been to us. Think about your family. How good God's been to you and your family. One phone call is all it could take, and your life will be changed forever. One phone call. One two-minute conversation, and your life will be changed forever. Folks, we need to recognize, like I said a while ago, we need to recognize who is. God is still in control. It ain't up to us. It's up to God. But it's up to us to praise Him and thank Him for what He's done for us. Amen. Well, that's what I've got tonight. I hope that something I say, like I said, I know it's been short, but that's what the Lord laid on my heart. I hope that something I say tonight will wake. We need to get woke up and realize that He's still God. Amen. Let's stand.
Tim, I'd like to pray for tonight. You ain't got the opportunity come out and meet with God's people. You don't really miss it till you can't have that opportunity. God blessed us in the last 2 weeks. I mean, God's come through. I mean, we've asked Him things and God's come through. And I praise Him tonight. That I praise Him for salvation.
Yes,
He said we'd call on His name. A simple thing. Just to accept what He done and we'd have eternal life. And I praise Him tonight that I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I don't feel it all the time. Sometimes the devil, I guess it gets on me and I listen to him. But, you know, tonight I've got a lot to praise Him for.
Amen.
I mean, I can look around at many things that God blessed me with. I don't deserve them, but I praise Him tonight because He's God.
Amen, brother. Amen. He is God. Amen.
Appreciate
I thank you tonight for Jesus. Thank you for His Son that went to Calvary and died for me. If I had been the only one, brother, He still went there just for me. That's enough to pray. Like I said when I first started, just the few people that's here tonight, if we went around and each one took time, like we should, and praise Him for what He's done for us, we'd be here till wee hours in the morning. Just thanking Him and praising Him for what He's done for us. Amen.
I appreciate that message, Tim. I was thinking today on the, I was listening to the radio, I was thinking along the lines of what you was talking about, being thankful for American stuff, and I was listening to J. Harold Smith on radio today preaching his message back in the 70s.
Yeah.
He had preached on prophecy and how some of these other countries are tying into the prophecy of the Bible, you know. And I was thinking as it were, I thank God that I was born in America. You know, we're a country that stands behind Israel, and I don't know how it will play out in the end time there, but thank God I wasn't born in Russia or China or one of these countries, you know, that's going to come against Israel in the end time. I thank the Lord I was born here in America.
Amen. You know, I thank God tonight for His precious word. And, you know, I thought about this week too. You know, a lot of times I'm afraid that we get caught up in, as the old saying goes, get caught up in the rat race of this old world. We get tied up in things that's going on around us and get involved in things that's going on around us. We don't take the time we should for each other, myself included. I put my name first on the list. I don't take the time I should for my church family, for my own family. Folks, one of these days it's all going to be gone. Like I said a while ago, one phone call could change everything. We need to stop and realize just how precious the time that God gives us here on this earth really is. Because it is precious. It's very precious. Amen. Brother Rick, would you dismiss us?
Father, we thank you for this day, for the blessing of life, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We're just standing here thinking in our minds, Lord, how you've been good to us and what you've done for us. Looking back over the time, Lord, we remember all the sick now, Lord, and think about them, but you touch them, each other one of them. Thank you for what you've done for them, what you're going to do. Be our pastor for taking watch over him, making him all safe, and helping physically and spiritually, and meet them there. Father, that you've sent revival this week, and I believe that you have, Lord. Thank you for everything and blessing him and for reminding us, Lord, that we need.